Governor Cuomo signed a new anti-gun violence measure into law yesterday at a ceremony attended by survivors of gun violence and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. More from our Capitol correspondent, Karen DeWitt.
The measure, approved by the Democratic-led Senate and Assembly earlier this month, permits what's known as an extreme risk protection order. It allows law enforcement, family members, and school officials to go to court to seek the confiscation of the guns in the home of an individual that's determined to be a potential risk to themselves or to others. Cuomo spoke at a ceremony in Manhattan with survivors of gun violence and relatives of victims who died in mass shootings. He says the legislation, also known as the Red Flag Bill, is a sensible provision.
So when the teacher sees there's a problem or a family member sees there's a problem and believes that a person could be a danger to themselves or others, they can go to a judge and say, "Judge, please do an evaluation." It is common sense. If you believe that was going to happen, why would you sit back and do nothing?
Linda Beagle Schulman is a Long Island native whose son Scott, a teacher, was among 17 killed in the February 14, 2018 Parkland school shooting in Florida.
Parkland would have never happened, and my son would still be alive if Parkland had the red flag law on February 13, 2018.
Speaker Pelosi playing off on President Donald Trump's recent declaration of a national emergency over southern border immigration says the epidemic of gun violence in the nation is dire.
This gun violence issue is a national health epidemic in our country. And Mr. President, if you want to talk about emergencies, this is an emergency.
Pelosi says the Democratic-led House will later this week pass a national version of the extreme risk protection measure, as well as a bill to fund gun violence research through the Centers for Disease Control. It's expected to stall in the Republican-led U.S. Senate. Several other gun control measures were also approved by the New York Senate and Assembly. They include extending the waiting period for background checks for gun purchases to up to 30 days if the initial data search raises questions about the buyer. A measure to outlaw the possession and sale of bump stocks was also approved. The device, which turns a semi-automatic weapon into essentially a machine gun, was used in the October 2017 Las Vegas shooting that killed 58 and injured 851 people. The use of bump stocks is already illegal in New York. A third bill helps fund gun buyback programs. Cuomo's expected to sign the rest of the measures in the coming weeks. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.